Welcome to the Tippin' Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we're coming to you tonight. We weren't going to do a podcast tonight, but something happened. Something was working in the weeds for the last few days, and then it popped out tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs have traded for goaltender Matt Murray from the Ottawa Senators. I'll just give the details of the trade. So the Leafs acquire Matt Murray, a third round pick in 2023, and Ottawa's seventh round pick in 2024. Ottawa also retains 25% of Matt Murray's contract, and the Leafs give Ottawa future considerations.
So at a $6.25 million cap hit,
4.6
goes against the Leafs cap. It also says, and auto. Okay, so along with that, the Senators are retaining 25% of Murray's salary, $6.25 million annual cap hit. And then in brackets, it says, and $15 million in total salary. So what the fuck? How much is this guy still owed here? If he's only got 2 years left at 6.25, that doesn't equal add up to $15 million.
That could be the cap. That could be the cap hit. It could be some sort of loaded contract. I don't know. I don't have all the details. I mean, the trade literally just happened like an hour ago.
Okay, so there's still...
We don't have all the details. But basically, cap space is king, and they retain 25% of that. So yeah, you got rid of Mrazek at $3.8 million, and you took on Matt Murray at 4.6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just... Okay. I didn't want this trade to happen in the first place. I am not a fan of this trade. If you're watching this right now or if you're watching this later, cool. If you're just listening, then you're not going to get this, but I'm just going to step aside for a second. Look at this fucking guy. Look at this guy. You want to describe that picture behind us, Chad?
So our background here on YouTube, we have a picture of Matt Murray. He's injured and he's got the trainer. He's in his Sens jersey. He's clutching his nuts. He's just hurt. I don't know.
This guy is as soft as fucking ice cream, man. Softer. What's softer than ice cream? Not much, right?
Diarrhea.
Okay, this guy's as soft as fucking butter or ice cream, whatever, when it's been sitting out on the counter and it's not even in the fucking fridge. Like, this fucking guy, he just doesn't want to play. I think he played 20 games last year. I don't know how many games he played the season before. Overdrive, especially Jeff O'Neill, is always on this fucking guy because he just doesn't want to play. This is like Freddie. I got a couple of scenarios here. This could be Freddie Anderson 2.0. This could also be Andrew Raycroft fucking 2.0 because I think this Matt Murray motherfucker is done. His best days are behind him. He's not coming to be the fucking savior for the Leafs. If anybody thinks that, you're fucking kidding yourself. The fans already hate this fucking guy, and he hasn't even come to fucking play a game yet.
If you go on Twitter right now, you cannot find. Like, there are fans, diehard fans, that are trying to defend this trade so bad. But I would say 99% are just like, it's over. Murray's played 88 games total over the past 3 years, and not good either. He had one stretch in Ottawa last year. We played about 12 games at a .941 save percentage. That's the best he's played since 2018.
How in the fuck can Kyle Dubas and Haley Wickenheiser and fucking Shanny and Spezza and all these brilliant fucking people be sitting there thinking, like, I don't know if you're looking at the numbers or whatever the fuck you're looking at, and think to yourself and come to the conclusion, this is our fucking guy right here. This is our fucking guy. Cannot wait to get him into fucking town.
We got a Sens fan dropping by saying, bro, I feel for you. And this is, it's coming from a Sens fan. I thought it was a Pens fan. Coming from a Sens fan, I feel for you. And listen, that hurts even more when Sens fans, because really, I'll give it to you. The Sens won this trade.
Oh my God.
They were looking to unload Matt Murray.
They were going to buy him out. They just... Now they took a sucker.
This is better than buying them out. Of course. You retain 25% of the salary against your cap.
Of course. The buyout would have lasted for years to come. This is like, the Sens won this trade, in my opinion.
I'll just ask Philip. He's watching right now as a Sens fan. We didn't watch a whole lot of Sens last year. Philip, if you watch him, like, what are we getting? Is there anything to look forward to?
Well, he played 20 games. He was always hurt, and he just... there, you would hear game, like, I remember O-Dog on Overdrive all the time being like Murray's not playing tonight. What's his deal? Like, he just doesn't want to play. Like, yeah. They didn't know this, like, mysterious injuries like Freddie Anderson. The guy just didn't want to fucking play. So is there an ego thing? Did he think he was too good for the fucking Sens? He thought he was too good for the Sabres. Well, guess what, bud? You're not. You're fucking not. That's probably exactly where you belong.
What do you think the Leafs are thinking here?
Like, I have no idea.
Is their thought process is, hey, we've got a new goalie coach. Maybe we can, you know, maybe we can rework this guy into the Stanley Cup champion that he was back
maybe.
In the day?
Okay, that has to be the thought process. Maybe.
But 4.68 million for two years?
No, it's you're looking at, like, the history that he won two cups with Pittsburgh, but he had some help there with Marc-Andre Fleury. It wasn't all Matt Murray. So is this, like, so with at this number now, the 4 point whatever, he's your starting goalie. This isn't your backup goalie.
No.
Because there was a lot of talk about, like, well, if Murray's the backup and maybe they go after somebody else, like Samsonov or Samsonov, whatever, Washington decided not to qualify him. He's available. He was only going to come in at around 3.5. I'd probably take a chance with that guy just as much with fucking Murray. I mean,
Philip, the Sens fan, says that he's like a worse Jack Campbell. Good runs, but injury prone, dude.
Okay, but Jack is like...
Jack was injury prone. But I guess what they're thinking is...
He gave you more than 20 fucking games.
But maybe what they're thinking is that in 2 years, you're going to have to start re-signing Matthews and Marner and Nylander and all these guys. And they didn't want to... Like, you could have given Campbell this kind of money, but you would have had to give him term. This is 2 years and then you're out. But you're in a win-now window. Is there
are they going to get it done with this guy? No. You might miss the playoffs with this guy in fucking net because he might never play. And then what's your backup plan? Is it Schalgren? Oh, is it Wall? Is it Hutchinson?
Oh, God.
We probably see Hutch back in here. Like,
you know, I was ready to come on this podcast the next time we were going to do one. And I was going to give Kyle a lot of credit for getting out of the Mrazek deal, even though
It was his fault. They were in the fucking,
I know, but I was going to be like that. You moved down 13 spaces and basically got Chicago to take Mrazek's contract. I thought that was a pretty good deal, but now I'm just like, what was the point? What was the point of even doing the Chicago deal?
Dude, I have to backtrack on this. And, like, Chris Johnston, last time I was on here, I'm like, this guy's my least favorite analyst. He probably still is my least favorite analyst. But he called this a long time ago. He was the first analyst out there to float out, like, this Matt Murray situation. And I thought he was fucking crazy. And so did most other people in the sports world. Like, Hayes and O-Dog did not like that.
We glossed over it on the podcast. We didn't think it was really... We were just like, that's not going to happen.
How could you possibly be thinking, this is our guy. I want to target this guy. Now, Dubas got, you know, they lost out on the Fleury situation. Like, the guy that I mentioned from New York, Gorgiev, who was smart enough to, you were like, no, I don't think so. Well, who was smart enough to pick him up?
Colorado, probably the smartest management team in the league.
So I would have taken Gorgiev over Matt Murray in two. I wouldn't even have to fucking think about it. I wouldn't even have to think about it, man. No. So
why didn't they just wait? Like, there was a ton of teams knocking on the door for Matt Murray. Why did you have to do it now?
Exactly one other team, I believe, the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, well, and he wasn't going there. Why didn't you just wait till free agency came? See what happened. See what you got. Maybe something came available. Maybe a different trade came available. Why did they have to make this move, like, right now?
I don't know.
Basically, I guess it means they're done with Jack Campbell.
Oh, of course they're done with Jack Campbell. 100%. This is our start. This is the start. Like, at that price, I heard so many different scenarios.
Chris just said, and me and Dale, we talked about this before we started doing the podcast. He said, I assume Matt Murray was going to get bought out or 50% retained. That was the going rumor, was that he was going to get 50% retained. Like, that was everybody talking about the trade today on sports radio was like, it'll be 50% retained. And you know what? I could almost live with 50% retained.
Well, it had to be that minimum for a start for me. Dude, I heard scenarios getting floated out there that not only we were going to get a little three-way action cooking, and you might get the Sens retaining 50% and a third team in there to retain a remaining whatever. And it would only cost the Leafs like, you could get them for like $2 million or some shit like that. Then I'd be like, okay, you want to take a flyer on this guy at $2 million or 1.5 or whatever? Okay, you're backed in a corner. You don't have any fucking options in net. And that's really why they're making this move anyway, because they don't have any options. They don't want to pay Campbell. They can't afford Kemper. Take a look around. There's not a lot fucking, if Minnesota doesn't want to trade Talbot, like, yeah, the Washington dude, Samsonov, like, came on the table today. But guess what? If you wait longer, something else might pop up. I don't know why they jumped the gun on this, but
that's what I'm saying. Why didn't they just wait till free agency happened?
But I'm thinking like, okay, maybe you get a little three-way action and we do get like a large majority of that salary retained. 25%, it's not enough. It is not enough. It's not enough for a bad, like, I would have said to Ottawa, are you kidding me? I'm doing you a fucking favor. I mean, you got to at least take 50%. Like, how does that negotiation, like, hang up the phone on Ottawa and say, no, until when you're ready to go to 50%, call me. If not, good luck with that contract.
And we talked about what this before fuck? We talked about this before we came on the podcast. Like, did you really need the draft picks?
Jesus.
Like, Christ. Ottawa's like, oh, we'll give you
fuck the draft picks.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Fuck them. We'll give you a third and a seventh. No, thanks. You keep the draft picks and just take a little bit of the money. And that's what I would have said.
You got to squeeze some more on the money. This is crazy.
You know what? Sure. We'll take $4.68 million, but throw something in. Like, give us something from your team. Give us a piece that we can nine forwards.
I heard Connor Brown, possibly.
My God. Okay. I would have no problem paying Matt Murray $4.68 million if we had Connor Brown back on the team.
I'd be a lot more excited about this if Brown was coming back with him. But look, man, honestly, this has got Freddie Anderson 2.0 written all over it. You think Matt Murray's going to – look at this guy. Look at him. Look at this fucking guy. You think we can count on this fucking guy? Get real. This has got Freddie Anderson 2.0 all over it. And what I mean by that is when we need you most, he's not going to fucking be there for you. That's plain and fucking simple. And – or this has got Andrew Raycroft 2.0 written all over it. Leafs thought they were getting somebody good there in that trade. How'd that fucking work out? Absolute shit show. And
at least we're only giving future considerations.
I get that. But like the fans already hate this guy. Okay. Positive spin. It could be when Cujo left and Belfour came in and the fans loved Cujo and Belfour did not get off to a good start when so the fans were on him hard, like out of the gate. But then he turned it around and
likes it hard.
Yes, he started flying again. The eagle started soaring again. And Eddie, the fans fucking loved him, right? Like they got on him quick. So
you think something like that could happen?
Well, the fans hate this guy out of the gates. There is no, we're losing. The fans love Jack Campbell. Goodbye.
Do you think the fans hate Matt Murray or they hate this deal? They hate that it only 25% was
retained. Dude, he has to absolutely like win the Vezina there's nothing this guy can do to get the fans on his side. Nothing. No way. He gets hurt in training camp or some shit. It's like, good night, bud. Good fucking night. You imagine that? Training camp, he's not even ready to start the season? No. No fucking way, man.
Well, they're not done. Like, they can't be done.
In net, it's Shalgren and Wall competing to bat. Yeah, what are they gonna do, Chad?
I don't know. Maybe
they just paid this guy $4+ million fucking July 11th, 2022 is the day that Kyle Dubas lost his fucking job. That's how I see this. That's it. It's over. You're not like, and what do you think? Do you really think Murray finds his game and they fucking go on and do it all this year? Do you think that?
No, I don't think that, but it is a possibility. I don't think they go on to win at all, but I think Dubas is betting on winning a round.
He won't even be there to help them win a round. This fucking guy. Look at this guy. Look at him.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's injury prone.
He could have a situation going on with his pinky, or like maybe he's got a fucking hangnail. He'll be like, no, can't go. Can't fucking go. No way. This guy is soft, bud. He is so soft. And you're not a friend of the show here because we don't like anybody soft. You got to be fully hard, basically
all the time.
semi at best, but we like it fully erect here, okay? So this guy's not even semi. This guy is not even close to a semi.
No.
Well, can't handle that.
Where do we go from here?
Kyle Dubas, remember this date, July 11th.
7-11 day.
July 11th, 2022 is the day that Kyle Dubas lost his goddamn mind and will end up costing him his job. This is Kyle Dubas' last season as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, because this trade is absolutely fucking terrible.
Which is crazy, because he, like, I was giving him credit for the Mrazek deal with Chicago. And as you know, well, as you know, you get behind closed doors with the Blackhawks, it's not pretty.
No, it's not.
It's not pretty, but he walked out of there with a pretty good deal.
So. Yeah. Okay, great. Like, they traded down, and, like, I, you know, I don't, whatever, the draft, I don't even, we might as well not even.
You freed up that cap space.
To do this guy. I just can't get over that picture. I can't get over it.
You freed up all that cap space and all that term off your cap. And you're like, you know what? The goalie that played 20 games for one of the shittiest teams in the league, that guy. And you know why? You know why? Because he played for the Sioux Greyhounds.
Well, whoop-de-fucking-do. Here's a little tidbit of information.
How many fucking guys on this team have a tie to Sault Ste. Marie?
I don't know now.
Well, the coach, the GM, Bunting. Yeah. Nick Ritchie played for the Sioux Greyhounds.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more. Sandin.
Matt Murray now.
But, like, and here's a little newsflash. When Dubas and Keefe were in the Sioux were a good hockey team, but they didn't win. They were competitive. They won playoff rounds and they were close. Like, they didn't win a Memorial Cup. I'm not sure if they won an OHL championship. I don't even think they did that. They might have made it to an OHL final, whatever. But competitive every year. Good teams consistently, just like the Leafs, but they didn't fucking win. They did not win. So, whatever, man. I don't give a fuck about the Sioux Greyhounds anymore. I don't care. Like, I want to see the Leafs win the cup in the next 2 years, because that's when we're basically looking at, like, before we got to start shuffling the money again. And, like, I don't know. I don't even know, honestly. Like, I don't like it. I just don't like it. Kolli Akkivuo said this morning, before this trade even happened, but all the rumors were, like, it looked like it was leading that way. Kolli Akkivuo said this morning on the radio, if he's not good enough for Ottawa, why is he a good enough choice for the Toronto Maple Leafs? If they don't want him, why does Dubas want him?
Yeah, like, you can, going back to Peter Mrazek, you know why Chicago did it. Chicago doesn't want to win a game this year. They want a guy who's injured. They want to be dead last. But Toronto's trying to win a Stanley Cup. And he's not good enough for the Ottawa Senators, who I think are trying to make a kick at the can to make the playoffs this
year. They are.
Like, they're not trying to lose.
There are other two options in net, Forsberg, and I forget who the other guy is, but there are other two options in net they consider better, both of them, than this fucking guy. Look at this guy.
Oh, man.
And I don't fucking blame them, because I would bring in Forsberg over this fucking cat in a second. In a second, man. I can't believe this trade. I can't believe it. Like, this is a fireable offense.
Our buddy Spike said last podcast, Eric Comrie out of Winnipeg. And yeah, I think you turned your nose up at it. I would actually rather that right now.
Okay, but you're not going anywhere with that either. So good luck.
No, I know, but...
And how much is he making?
At least it's like... I don't know. At least there's a chance he could play 50 games and maybe do something. You said it, and you know, we all know this guy right here.
I can't believe this fucking guy. Look at him.
He can come out of the gates hot as fucking fire. 940 save percentage, stopping everything. But something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen.
Well, I don't know what's gonna happen.
He's gonna pull his groin.
Oh, that looks like what happened here. But, like. Yeah. I don't know.
They say concussion, but.
Okay, so he's got concussion history, though.
He's had a couple.
That's great. And I'm sure he's got groin problems. What goalie doesn't?
We all do.
So, exactly. So, like, what's next with this guy? Like, what? I don't have the stats. Do you have his career stats in front of you? Like, do you know what's the maximum amount of games that he's played in the regular season?
Let me look it up
Now. It would obviously be when he was with Pittsburgh, but like, what are we looking at here? Like, Fleury was still there when he was with Pittsburgh. The last season with Pittsburgh, when it was him and Tristan Jarry, Murray sucked so much so that they're like, let's move away from this guy and go with Tristan Jarry. So
yeah, the most he's played in the regular season is 50 games. In 2018-19, he played 50 games with the Pittsburgh Penguins with a .919 save percentage and a .269 goals against average. So next season, he played 38. Then he played 27 with Ottawa, and he played 20 last year.
2017-18 was when he played 50
2018,
games?
2018-19.
Okay, so Fleury would have already been gone by that time.
Yeah, he played Vegas. 49 and 49 the 2 years before that.
Okay, so the maximum you're getting out of this guy is 50 games.
But it like 2019-20, 38 games, that's the year they got rid of him. .899 save percentage, .287, not great numbers. The next year in Ottawa, 27 games played, .893 save percentage, .338 goals against average. Eesh. And I know Ottawa's not a good team, but still. Last year, 20 games played, .906 save percentage, .305. So he's been below league average since 2018-19. It's been a below league average. Like, you could probably find backup goalies who have played more games with a better save percentage who don't cost $4.68 million. You very well could in this league. Like, that's
backups. You could. That's not even what we're talking about here, though.
No, I know. But if this is what you want, if these are the numbers that you want, you could find it a lot cheaper. You're going after a guy who had one. He basically had one really good season. Like, he had a couple good seasons, but he had that 150.
Well, the two cups in a row, right? But Fleury was there for both of them, was he not? I think he was.
Yeah, but he was the true starter in 2018-19. And he had a .919 save percentage, which is a little above a league average. But since then, nothing to brag about.
No, definitely not.
Nothing to brag about.
No, definitely not. So I don't know, man. I mean, like, so you were talking about term, like he's only got 2 years left and like that Campbell is clearly going to Edmonton. Or New Jersey, like maybe, but probably
it's
Edmonton.
It's Zach Hyman all over again. Like, I know. The worst kept secret in the NHL.
I know. Dubas just lets another guy fucking go for nothing.
Well, was he going to trade Jack Campbell?
No, but Mikheyev or, I mean, well.
Same thing, though. Like, you can't trade those guys at the trade deadline when you're trying to make a run.
I know, but are you not sick of losing guys, all these assets for absolutely nothing? Like, every year, it's another one out the fucking door for nothing. It's just, it's getting to a point where it's like, It's just not good management, man.
The problem is that he's not like doing it well before. He's not making the changes too far in advance. Like right now is a perfect time after you've lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning in first round and the Montreal season before. This is a perfect time to start unloading things like Kerfoot and Muzzin. And
he doesn't seem to be interested in doing that.
Exactly. He doesn't seem to be interested in doing it, but this is the perfect time to do it because what's going to happen is if they get bumped from the first round or don't make the playoffs next year, you're going to let someone like that walk or come off the books. And you're like, why didn't you just trade them last summer? Like, you could probably get a decent kind of player back for Kerfoot.
Yeah. You could probably get I don't want to say decent, but you could probably get something for Hall. And even if you don't,
I want Justin Hall.
Clear the fucking money, man. Like, clear the money. Like, I don't see why you would come back. Like, change it up. Throw some darts at the board and be like, you know what? We're going to trade Kerfoot for a little bit of a grittier look. We're going to trade Hall for a grittier look.
I know.
Or something. Just give it a different fucking look. I don't want to see these same guys come back. I don't want to see it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to see it. So, because they can't win, and they're not going to win. If it's Kerfoot again, and then Hall again, and it's the same, and the Muzzin injuries again, and if it's all, and Matt Murray now. Like, you think they're going to fucking win? Newsflash, they're not. It's the same thing that hasn't been able to win. It's just not going to click. Like, using the Washington Capitals model that they lost, they couldn't get over the hump. Yeah, guess what? They didn't keep coming back with the same team. Core guys, yes, but they made some significant trades along the way to bring, they send some guys out and bring in some different guys and give it a different look. And I'm not seeing that here. I'm not seeing that here whatsoever. I'm not talking about a camp for a fucking whatever. Like,
no, you're talking about like someone who can play with Tavares, and like they keep putting during the playoffs, they had Kerfoot on the wing with Tavares for the majority of the time. Well, what if that's somebody else? Like, what if you trade Kerfoot and you find somebody else to play there? And I don't know. It's just, it blows my mind. I don't know if Dubas is in love with his team or if he thinks like, we look at the core as just being Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, that kind of thing. And he looks at the core as being this bigger picture of it's like nine guys that are a real part of this team, but they haven't won dick.
No.
So time to change it up.
But he's not going to though. That's the thing, right? Like, do you think like after
he's still got a chance to do it? Free agency's on.
Okay,
on Wednesday.
I'm sure he's going to add some guys in free agency. It's not going to be anybody significant. It'll just be whatever.
It'll be like 27-year-old guy bargain bin guys like sure. Bunting.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's not going to spend the money on anything significant, and that's fine. Whatever, but like I want to see like. Move off of some guys, like move off of some guys, make some trades. Like, don't like, I don't
shake
know.
It up.
But I don't see him doing that. I really don't. Like, yeah, okay. He might later in July, he might trade Hall. He might trade Kerfoot, but I don't really see him doing that. I just don't see it. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I think this is a big mistake here. A gigantic mistake. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Murray finds his fucking game and he has like a Vezina type season. And it's like, holy shit, what a fucking trade that was. How dumb does Ottawa look now? But I don't see it. I think his best days are behind him. Yeah. And I don't think he finds it for whatever reason. I don't think he finds it. And that's just my opinion. I hope I'm wrong, but I think this trade is going to cost Kyle Dubas his job. That's what I think. I really do.
Well, if they don't get out of the first round next year or don't even make the playoffs, Dubas is gone.
But this is what I'm telling you. I'm not convinced that he's even going to be this fucking guy here. I'm not even convinced he's going to be playing come the first round. He'll probably have a fucking hangnail.
Yeah. It's
like he is so soft. Like he's not reliable, man. He's not. So the max we're getting out of this guy is 50 games. So that means Shalgren or Wall is playing 30 games? Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's not done yet. I mean, we're putting the cart ahead of the horse here because free agents, they could sign some sort of backup to play.
Not many guys out there.
There's not many guys out there. They could make a trade, though. Something could happen, and we could fill out the roster a little differently. It just seems like at that draft, did it not kind of seem like teams were on fire?
Yes, like, it did.
Teams were like, look, we're making a change here tonight. And it was boom, boom, boom. And the Leafs did fuck. They got rid of Peter Mraz's contract. But I thought that was the perfect time to just, when all those players are flying around the room, cocks everywhere.
Yeah.
And you didn't take one to the face?
there were cocks all over the place that night, man.
Not one.
No, there were Blackhawks everywhere that night. But
you didn't take one. I mean, that was a perfect time to get rid of Justin Hall and just get something back.
Sure.
Like, I don't even care when you get back. Just change it up.
Get a pick. Like, just clear the money and get a pick. I don't give it. I don't need much back for Justin Hall. Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I like some of the moves that they made at the draft as far as moving down and some of the guys they picked. Like, we don't have to get into it, but like, I do like some of the players they picked. The first guy they picked was like a good two-way. He's a good two-way centerman. The second guy they picked was, I'm forgetting their names, but the second guy they picked, like every video package they showed of him, he was like driving the net. So I like that.
Gonna help him win a cup this year?
No, you're not gonna see these guys for 5 years. If that. So, you know, like look how long ago they drafted Liljegren and Sandin and Robertson and barely, they're just now starting to make get a sniff now. So, and Robertson, who knows what the fucking deal is there? Is he going to be a player or not? I thought he was, but maybe he's turned, like, who knows? It's like, we don't know.
I'm really starting. We have been huge defenders of this management on this podcast for pretty much since day one, since we started. We have backed up a lot of the trades they've made. We've talked about how smart they are with the cap and doing things. I'm starting to lose faith and I'm starting to wonder what the plan is. I think before I always had an idea of what the plan was, where they were going, what they were shooting for. And now I'm like, what the fuck? Like you're toying with Rasmus Sandin but you're rolling out the red carpet for Justin Hall. Like, what the Sandin is better than Hall. He's your future. I don't get it. You're trading for Matt Murray and you're letting Jack Campbell walk. And I don't understand what's the plan. What is the plan? Is the plan to lose next year and hope for the year after? When Matthews is on the last year of his deal? I don't know.
No, like they must be looking at something with Matt Murray here and think that he's got game left. I don't know why, but I don't know why they would think that.
What a gamble. So your whole thing is we hope.
That is it. Because there's nothing there to – yeah, that's it. Like we hope – they hope he can find what he had when he was on Pittsburgh for the last couple seasons, like when they went on their runs. Well, good luck with that. Nothing shows since he's moved his last year in Pittsburgh when Fleury wasn't there and his 2 years in Ottawa. What would give you the impression that this guy's going to fucking find anything?
Nothing.
Like what would give them that impression? For three straight years, he's decline on the decline. Not like, dude, you might as well have just kept Freddie Anderson because you're paying Matt Murray the same money.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Like
I can't believe they're paying Matt Murray $4.68 million. I cannot believe that is what they got him for.
Like, it's just, I didn't want the trade to happen in the first place. But, you know, without 50% being retained, I hate it even more. And I think that this guy is going to, like, I think this guy is going to get roasted. Like, I'm trying to think of the last goalie that really got it in Toronto from the fans. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Toskola, like, maybe.
Like, they got booed?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, when the fans turned on and, like, that was it. Like, maybe Vesa Toskola. Maybe Bernier. Bernier got it pretty bad towards the end.
Yeah.
Like,
James Reimer is available.
What's he making?
I don't know, but not a lot. He's cheap. As a backup. I don't think the Leafs want anything to do with that. But
I don't think it's that cheap. He's probably two or three something. So they're not going to do that now that you're paying Murray this much. They had to get it. They had to get the dollar amount lower on Murray because now you're stuck with Chalgren as the backup. That's the real. That's the truth here. Like, that's what they don't have enough money to, barring other trades, which they could clear cap space, but can't do that. Won't do that. Like, they don't have really the money to go and get like a $3 million or a $2 million backup. They really don't have it. Like, if they could have got this down another $2 million, then you could maybe spend that too. I think their plan was we're going to be under $6 million or around the $5.5 million mark total, both goalies. Well, now that you're paying this fucking dipshit, 4.68. So that Freddie Anderson's making 4.5 in Carolina. You might as well just kept Fred.
Yeah, at least you knew what you were getting.
Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
I don't know.
Crazy. What is Campbell's deal?
I don't know.
What is Campbell's deal going to be? You were talking about terms. So he's clearly
Everybody's saying 5x5.
5x5. So you wouldn't have done that.
I think the term's too long because with the cap not going up, like, let's remember, without COVID, they were predicting the cap would be over $90 million today. It went up $1 million. They've got to make room to re-sign Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and William Nylander if they want to. Austin Matthews for sure. Like, he's going to get a pay raise. I want to keep him in Toronto. I don't want to let him go. Yeah. So you have to be, if you start giving out long-term contracts, you're going to put yourself in a really tight space. And you don't want that.
I think they put themselves in a tight space today.
They put themselves in a tight space fucking every season.
But if you could get Jack at 5, that's only $500,000 more than what they're paying Matt Murray.
They would have for 2 years.
So a three-year deal, maybe.
Maybe a 3-year deal.
But if Edmonton's offering 5 or whatever.
He's going to get 5. He could get 6 years, maybe.
So, and yeah, he's
30 years old, remember.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that you don't want to do that. And yeah, okay, with Murray, whatever, if it doesn't work out, he's only here for 2 years and whatever. But the money, man, I can't wrap my head around it for just what he's brought the last couple seasons. I can't, like, we're taking Ottawa's garbage and making him our starting goalie. I can't wrap my head around it. Ottawa's like, no, we got two guys. We don't want any part of this fucking guy. We don't want any part of him. Dude was just like, you're going to be our starter opening.
Come on over.
Starter.
Come on over. Like, we got a new goalie coach. Everything's going to be just like butter. You cook them on low, they're beauty.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. It's a head scratcher for me, but I think this is a fireable offense. And I will remember this day as the day that I believe Kyle Dubas lost his job as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I hope I'm wrong. I like you, like you were saying before we go. I like Kyle. I like Sheldon. Shanny, But Brendan and Sheldon and Kyle, like, I think they're both smart young minds in the game. I do think Dubas is smart. No one's going to have a perfect record. He's made mistakes and he's done some good things. But when it comes to, like, I want to see them have success with the Leafs. I really do. I wouldn't have a problem with Dubas being around here for the next 10 years and keep coaching the team for the next 10 years. But you got to have some success along the way here. Like, you can't just be fucking, you know, like, they're kind of snatching flies right now. I'm not a huge fan of that. But, you know, do I see that ultimately happening? Not really. I don't. I just don't really see it. I think eventually they're not going to be able to win and they're both going to be fucking gone. And we're going to have a new management team in here, whether it's Spezza or Wickenheiser, the first general manager, female GM in the National Hockey League. Don't rule that out.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. But I'm totally on board with you. This is it for Kyle Dubas. We've said this before, but this is really it. This is it.
Well, yeah.
This is, like, the anchor that will sink him.
I can't believe he's willing to put all his eggs in this guy's basket. Matt Murray, he's putting all his eggs in this guy's basket. Fucking guy. Like, Dubas is putting his job on the line thinking that Matt Murray is going to take me, my old suit gray.
Could you imagine if we finish recording this, we put this podcast out, and then tomorrow morning they swing a deal where they send Matt Murray somewhere else?
That would be hilarious, but there's nowhere to trade him.
I know, but you just imagine and they got someone else and we had to come back and be like, we apologize. We didn't realize it wasn't done yet. Now, this is it. You know the goalie market right now.
The goalie market sucks. That is the truth, but... Yeah. This is the best option? This is the best option?
Hey, it's one of those things where, I don't know. I said this before, but this doesn't really go with it. But if you don't have a Vasilevsky, why pay someone to pretend they're going to be? Ray Ferraro said that. I think it's fucking dynamite. Yeah. You just did that.
Yeah.
You're going to take Matt Murray at 4.68 and pretend that he's a number one when he's
could
not.
Can you imagine putting all your eggs in this guy's basket?
No, I can't.
Like, you're putting all your eggs in this guy's basket. This year is so critical for Kyle Dubas. Like, I'm gonna ride my old bud Matt Murray. Hope that he regains his form and he can take us all the way.
Because one time he played good in the Sioux.
No, like, he's got two cup rings. Okay, like that. I'll give him credit for that, but I just don't, you know, I hope he finds it.
This is a what have you done for me lately
league. No, of course.
And what have you done for me lately? You played 88 games total in the
past. He was in the AHL last year, man.
Oh, my God.
And now he's going to be the starting goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs in a season where they have, like, they plan on competing for the Stanley Cup. Next to Colorado, Vegas has got them second best Stanley Cup odds, the Toronto Maple Leafs. And this guy is fucking our starting goalie. Matt Murray.
Put your money down.
Okay, what do you think quickly here?
Think about Gary Bettman calling Peter Mrazek Mrazek?
Oh, yeah, Bettman, man.
How do you not know the names of the players in your league?
Man, at the draft, Gary Bettman is such a weasel. Like, he wonders why he gets booed and everyone hates him. It's because you're a little fucking weasel. He's got the arrogance and the ego of, like, he's a tiny little man, but his ego is so fucking huge, right? Like, Daly comes out the next day and
I have stood side by side with Gary Bettman.
Yeah.
Drunk at the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he literally comes up to my chin. And I am an average height man.
But he's got such
a tiny man.
His ego and his arrogance and everything about him, he's just like, Oh yeah, he thinks he's the shit. Okay, yeah. He doesn't get. He's going, I don't know why you're booing and blah blah blah. Like, shut up, man. Daly comes out the next day.
Canceled an entire season.
No, I know. Daly comes out the next day and he just runs it like a normal fucking human being. Check the ego at the door. Just go out there and do your fucking job like a normal person. When he presented the cup to Colorado, he didn't have this dumbass fucking remarks. Gary, like
Ben thinks he is the NHL.
I know.
Where Daly's like, no, I'm just the commissioner of 32 teams in the NHL.
Yeah. Batman, man, what a fucking joke. Like, I don't know. I'd love to see that guy out of there. Well, but
sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, with the expansion of Seattle and Vegas and, like, those two teams doing well, like, I guess it's going to be hard to – Batman's probably there until he doesn't want to be there anymore, right? They're not going to boot him out of there, right?
I guess, yeah. Or until Arizona goes belly up.
Well, fuck, he's made the league a lot of money, but I can't stand that guy.
Anyway, anything else you want to get to?
I did quickly want to say, like, I just going back to Dubas thing, because I really think this is the beginning of the end for Kyle Dubas now. Like, I think he is signed – his own death wish, like
signed, sealed, delivered.
I just can't believe this. I can't wrap my head around it. But what do you think Dubas, through his tenure here, what do you think the best trade is that he's made? And what do you think is the worst trade that he's made?
Oh God, his trades haven't been great.
You know that this is going to be the 10th goalie in the 4 years. I think that Dubas has been GM. The 10th goalie is this guy. 10 goalies. His track record with goalies is absolute garbage. Garbage.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think of the trades.
Okay. Well, I got one. So the worst trade that he made since he's been here, without a doubt, is the Cassidy trade.
Yes. Just trades, not signings, right?
No, not signings. Like, his best trade and his worst trade. His worst trade, without a doubt, is Kadri for Barry and Kerfoot. Kerfoot is okay. Average at best. Kadri.
No, his worst trade, Curtis Gabriel to the Blackhawks for Chad Kris.
Yeah, that was a terrible trade.
Because
you're right.
We lost Mikaia.
Yeah, Mikaela.
Mikaela.
But sorry. You're right. But
next to that, Kadri, that was an awful trade.
Brutal trade. Like, you know, at the time, I guess, I don't know. And Kadri nixed the deal to go to Calgary, whatever. But so... Anyway, they should have kept Kadri, clearly. But what do you think was the best move that he's made? What do you think is the best trade that Kyle Dubas has made as general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
God.
Leave your comments below, too, or if you're listening to this, watching this. Let us know your thoughts. I'd like to know what you think the best –
best
trade, worst trade that Dubas has made. Do you think
I might want to say the Campbell deal. Because basically, LA just gave Campbell away.
Not really. They had to give up Trevor Moore in that trade.
Yeah, that's true.
Trevor Moore is a good player. And now we're going to be left
with... Jack Campbell was your starting goalie.
That's true. But now he's going to be gone, and we're going to be left with Kyle Clifford, and they've still got Trevor Moore, who's really playing well for the LA Kings.
Yeah, he is.
I was going to say possibly the Muzzin deal, but...
This is a good one. Spike says trading down to pick Sandin.
Yeah, but that's not really what I don't mean that really.
You mean like
like a roster player, yeah.
That was a good move though.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Like, he hasn't had a great record of trades.
Well, it would either be the Muzzin trade or it would be the Campbell trade. That would be it, right?
So when the Muzzin trade happened, that was like Muzzin before his injury started piling up, he was a fucking beast. I love Jake Muzzin. But now you can't trust, you said it on this podcast months before the first round, you're like, he's not going to be available for the first round. Now, he did play, but he was banged up.
Yeah.
And he's always usually hurt. Probably the best trade they ever made was Michael Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Because he just stuck around forever.
Like, honestly, I did not love the Zaitsev trade to Ottawa just because they had to include Brown. I obviously getting rid of Lou Lamoriello's mistake of signing Zaitsev to an fucking stupid amount of money, but it would have been nice to have seen them, you know, keep Brown around. But
how about when they traded Garrett Sparks for David Clarkson?
Oh my God. Was that who came back the other way? His money?
Yeah. They just got David Clarkson's contract back.
Oh my God.
So
yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go through his trade record, but the Kadri trade stands out as not good. And I guess you're probably right. Campbell, I think, was probably because we got a lot out of Jack. Like he, you know, but ultimately now he's going to be moving on. And I'll tell you what, man, if it's Edmonton, I'm going to have a close eye on those guys. Like with our old boys out there, Campbell and Hyman, like they're probably going to be my second favorite team now. Like, seriously, I love Jack Campbell, man. I love absolutely Jack Campbell too. And I love Hyman too. I love the way Hyman plays. And Campbell is just such an awesome dude. And he never cheats you on effort. He's always battling out there, but we're going to go with this guy instead, who doesn't.
Wow. Dude. Listen, everybody, we are going to be back Wednesday after free agency.
Oh yeah. I forgot we were coming back in 2 days.
We're coming back in two days. No, yeah, we're just talking about the trade, but I did want to, before we go, I wanted to share some sad news with Dale and everybody on here. Something that I read today and it kind of broke my heart.
That the Leafs made a trade with Ottawa for Matt Murray?
This may be worse. Did you know that pornography for people under the age of 22 since 2017, watching porn has declined 50%? 50%.
Under the age of
22.
So what do they call that age group? What are they? Gen?
Like, Gen no porn.
Gen no porn. I don't know. That's a little weird, I guess.
Well, think about this. Think about yourself at 18, 19, 20, 21. What were you doing
maximum
7 days a week?
Maximum peak. That was my peak performance for porn.
Every time you close the door and like you're like, good night, everybody. And
I don't close the door, man.
Same way.
loud and proud.
Oh my. I thought that was
loud. So what do you think that age, like I would call that age group kids, you're still kids really at that age, so 22 and under, so what do you think those kids are doing? What are they doing?
It didn't say. They're just,
are they playing games? Are they the anime? So
in the article they interviewed like 1,000 kids, and no, it's not anime, it's anything. They're like, they think it's disgusting and degrading and they're not interested and just don't do it.
Okay, well, each their own, I guess, but
I just thought it was funny because I was like, God, I think that's all we talked about when we were 19.
That's all we talk about now. We're still talking about
I'm
it.
I'm just trying to think, what do 20-year-olds talk about right now? What do they talk about?
I don't know, but they're missing out. I don't know. I don't get that one, Chad. That one's over my head.
50%. That'd be like if there was 10 of us in a room, 5 of them just don't watch it.
Dude, my mind has been blown twice today. Hearing this information about 22-year-olds and younger not interested, not watching porn, and Dubas putting all his eggs in Matt Murray's basket. Absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah, God.
Well, listen, everybody, Adam, he said that he just showed up. He turned his phone off to do some shake weight, which is great. Go to shakeweight.com right now and pick up a shake weight. And he missed the whole stream. But don't worry, Adam, we're going to be back Wednesday to talk about free agency and hopefully something good.
Not expecting much, but who knows, man.
Maybe we'll spread the eggs around and not all in this basket.
God.
Anyway, for the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast, on Twitter at the Tippin' Podcast, email us at the Tippin' Podcast at gmail.com. If you like the podcast, you can donate to our Patreon page, patreon.com/thetippin'podcast. We did have a new Patreon subscriber this week, Vinny. Thank you, Vinny, for that. And until Wednesday, we will.
Hey, look, come on, Dubas. Spread your eggs out a little bit here. Let's let the eggs breathe a little bit going into Wednesday. Maybe we can pull in some good free agents. I don't fucking know, but I'm losing faith, Chad. I am losing faith.
And to all you kids under 22, get on there.
It's free on the internet. Like, just go on your fucking phone or whatever you do. Or like I do, use your tablet, whatever you want to do.
Thank you later.
Go to the desktop if you want. Don't be afraid to leave the door open and shout it loud and proud.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got some VHS if that's not
That's how long we've been watching porn for. We started watching porn on VHS, man.
Oh, man. You'd make like a mixtape.
Oh, God. The best.
All right.
All right.
Until Wednesday, everybody. Have a good night.
Yep. Do something good on Wednesday, Dubas. Do something good and prove the team. Oh, this guy.
Creed Hall.
Oh, okay. See you Wednesday. Catch you later.